time for Stu's Reviews, brought to you by Auto Taylor, automotive repair specialists, 1011 16th Street in Greeley. And now, here's Stu Wright.
That's right. It's Stu Wright in studio. Hey, Stu, you having a good day?
I'm having a great day. I brought a nice car out here for you to look at.
You did bring out a nice car for us to look at. Let's get right into this thing so we can get you out of here as fast as possible.
Hey.
it's a 2021 Kia Sorento X-Line all-wheel drive. X-Line. Is that a trim package?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's dressed up like a SS Chevrolet or something.
Yeah. I see everybody's kind of going with those headlights. With the, they're kind of skinny.
Yeah, they're slitty, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, a little slits.
They get the light out there. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is kind of crazy. So, Aruba green metallic paint with rust-colored leather seating for six, heated and air-conditioned front bucket seats.
Seat six, two.
That's crazy. I can't wait to go out and take a look at this car. I like the heated seats. I do not have the air-conditioned seats, but I do have the air-conditioned ones would be nice.
When it's 100 degrees.
Oh, yeah. When it gets really
like today.
Hot. You've been sitting in the hotness. So tell us about the wheels, because this is this is exciting.
Great big black matte finish 20-inch aluminum wheels with 10 spokes.
Yeah.
Mounted with Continental 255, 45, 20 tires. That's pretty good.
My Buick Verano had Continental tires, and I was over at the parking lot at the Greeley Mall. And there's some water laying around, and I went through what I thought was just a little puddle. It was a ditch, and popped my tire. And I should have filed a claim with the mall. Anyway, Continental tires, let me tell you, are not cheap.
So you had a flat out there?
I had a flat out there. And they
Continental flat?
The Continental flat, and those tires, Continentals, are expensive.
Oh, they're probably, it ruined
they're,
it.
They're probably good. Oh, yeah. Yeah, tore up the sidewall. Anyway, continuing on. So Android, Apple integration, panoramic moonroof, and wireless phone charger. That's all starting to become kind of standard.
Yeah,
we're starting to see that anymore.
Although I didn't have a moonroof last week.
That's true.
So we got that big moonroof today.
What about the infotainment screen?
Huge screen. It's
well,
right
that
there
is
in the center
big.
Of the dash, as you expect. 12.3 inches diagonal measurement. It's nice.
Back
I'm going to show
camera.
It to you.
Surround view camera. I can't wait to go out and look at this.
Yeah, like an eye in the sky looking down at your car. You can see the fire plugs behind you and tricycles.
Yep.
You got navigation.
Mm-hmm.
And a fancy Bose stereo. They put a Bose stereo in this Korean car. Of course, this is built in America.
Yeah. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more. And we're going to go out and take a look at this beast. Here's Roger Miller with King of the Road right here on Pirate. The Shirelles with Dedicated to the One I Love right here on Pirate 104.7 FM. Good morning. It is Friday, September 10th, and we got about 20 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. My name is George Gray, and in studio we have Stu Wright with Stu's Reviews, and we're going to finish up with this 2021 Kia Sorento X-Line all-wheel drive. We went out and looked at this beast. That radar, cruise control, lane change alert, rear cross traffic alert, and blind spot warning is just amazing.
Did you check out that blind spot warning?
That's crazy. It was.
It's got a camera, and you turn the signal on to move over to the right lane, and you can look over to your right shoulder.
Right on your dash, right in front of your face.
Big
a little
picture.
It lets
in
you know what's to your left, depending on which way you're turning.
It's pretty fun, actually.
It's really cool. And then, of course, that eye in the sky thing was pretty cool, too.
Yeah.
I did that.
Watch out for a little kid or something out there and behind your bumper.
Tell us about the power plant.
Well, it's 2.5 liter. It's a four-cylinder with 281 horsepower. And they like to brag about the torque, which is 311. Eight-speed automatic. It's kind of smooth as butter out there. All-wheel drive. And then it has the start-stop technology. So at the stoplights, it's going to turn off. Saves gas.
It was crazy.
Saves the world.
The whole thing, the whole car is just amazing.
It'll go 0 to 60 in 8.3 seconds. Mm-hmm. So it's peppier than the one we had last week.
Yeah.
And it's American made, built in West Point, Georgia.
Georgia.
Gets 28 on the highway and has a 17.7 gallon tank. So you can go 496 miles.
That's crazy.
Clear to Omaha on a tank of gas. Mm. By the way, I didn't say the size of this. A little bigger than 2 tons, 4120 is the weight. And it doesn't have much cargo space behind the third row seating. It's mostly people inside there, six of them. Four buckets, aren't they pretty?
They were really nice, and they
diamond
look really comfortable.
Diamond tufted, and it's called a rust-colored, kind of a gold, I guess.
Yeah, it's a cool car.
And then the third row seat holds two more people, so 2, 2, 2 makes six.
There's not too many that I would say this about. This is a vehicle that I could own. Not in green, though.
Yeah. And or not, lease. Not, you not, like the lease, don't
yeah,
you?
And not that color interior, but...
Now, my dad drove a pickup for the Department of Agriculture, and it was painted this exact color. It's kind of strange how this is a luxury vehicle with the same colors that government issue pickup.
Yeah.
But so it looks good.
60 months at $44,300, you're looking at just about $800 a month. No. Plus, if you lease that, you can knock off
you could lease one
little
for
bit.
Quite a bit less than that.
Yeah. So, Stu, thank you so much. You did a great job.
Yeah, it's a thumbs up on that Kia out there.
Yep. All right, back to the music and taking your requests. Patriotic songs. We're going to start looking at patriotic songs. If there's one you want to hear, give me a call. 378-1047.
Stu's Reviews was brought to you by Auto Taylor, automotive repair specialist, 353-3401.